Before President Clinton and the thousands of other mourners filled the Worcester Centrum Arena, there was a march in honor of the six firefighters. NPR's Tovia Smith was there.
They came wearing their dress blues and black ribbons over their badges. Some flew from as far as Australia and Ireland. Others, like Lieutenant Dan McBride, came from Rochester, New York, in a sign of solidarity.
I think one of the most essential parts of being a firefighter is that we all respond. We respond to emergencies, respond to people in need, and obviously this is a situation where people are in need, so we're here.
Earlier today, some of the firefighters met with the families of those killed in Friday's blaze. Tim Morrissey from the Manchester, Connecticut Fire Department said the brief encounter sent a strong message to the grieving families.
You could see it in their eyes. They were thankful. You know, thanks for coming. You kept hearing that over and over again. Thank you for coming. Thanks for coming. You know, they don't know me from anybody else here today.
Many firefighters spoke of those lost as brothers. Like Lieutenant McBride, they could all too easily imagine being among the fallen and their families among those who now mourn.
You know, we think, could this be my wife? Could these be my kids? You know, I think there's that instant sense of identity because you've been there. And it's just an unspoken respect for the people that give the supreme sacrifice. It's something you don't talk about a whole lot, but it's there. I mean, you can feel it in the air today, you know.
Clock time, home.
For more than 3 miles, tens of thousands of firefighters marched through a corridor of mourners, stopping to salute at the Worcester Fire Department headquarters and then the Central Street Station, where four of the six firefighters worked. All along the way, the silence was as stunning as the size of the crowd. Schoolchildren wearing plastic fire hats held their hands quietly over their hearts, while neighbors held flags, photographs, flowers, and signs saying thank you. Evelyn Velasquez, a lifelong resident of Worcester, stopped to read some of the notes left in front of the station.
I didn't know them personally, but it still tugs at your heart knowing that they were doing something that it could have been any one of us that needed their help. So this country has suffered a great loss today.
The eulogies for those lost were broadcast on giant TV screens outside. Senator Kennedy called the firefighters watchmen on the walls. Worcester's mayor spoke of their steely determination. Indeed, just a half a mile away, at the site of the fatal fire, a recovery crew insisted on continuing work to try to find the four bodies of the firefighters that remain buried in the smoldering rubble. Even while faced head-on with the perils of what they do every day, firefighters gathered here today said the rewards of their job far outweigh the risks. Battalion Chief John McGrath from Philadelphia was one of many who described his career with the fire department as a calling.
In life, there's takers and there's givers, and firefighters are givers. It's like being Peter Pan. One never has to grow up. You stand for all the good things. Strong taking care of the weak, the haves taking care of the have-nots. It's a nice thing to go home every night knowing that you helped somebody. It's really a privilege to be asked for help and be able to deliver.
Many firefighters say the circumstances of this fire make it all the more heroic. A homeless couple allegedly set the fire accidentally, and unable to extinguish it, they left without reporting the growing blaze. Unsure of whether anybody was left inside, two Worcester firefighters and then four more went in to look. Again, Rochester, New York Fire Department Lieutenant Dan McBride.
I think in this case, you've got a report of a couple homeless people, you know, really marginal folks, and, you know, it doesn't make any difference. They're willing to put their line on the line for those folks as much as anybody else, you know. The scripture says that greater love no man has than to lay down his life for his friends, and I think that's exactly what you have here. It's clearly a case of people laying down their lives for their friends. Or strangers. Or strangers, yeah. That's right. For people you don't know.
Tovia Smith, NPR News, Worcester, Massachusetts.